Acts chapter 28. I want to read you just a few verses. Acts chapter 28. We'll start reading in verse 1. Acts chapter 28, beginning in verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened onto his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Everybody do this right here. Shake it off. Just shake it off. And he shook off the beast into the fire and he felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. And we'll stop there with the reading. We'll hit the rest of this chapter here in just a little moment. But last week, by way of introduction, I share with you, and I'll just go very quickly just to set the premise of the message. But last week I share with you a little story. Growing up as a young boy, I watched a lot of basketball. And so there was, in 1991, there was a large man that came into the National Basketball Association by the name of Dikembe Mutombo from the country of Congo, 7'2", and had just a humongous wingspan. And he was famous for blocking shots. And anything that came into his presence, or any opponent that came into his presence, he was liable to block a shot. So that he was known as 4-time defensive player of the year, one of the greatest shot blockers of all time. And so what he would do, because he got so good at it, he got a little confidence in himself. And so every time he would block a shot, he would wag his finger and basically by that saying, "Not today, not in my house." And so that was the premise of the introduction last week that I shared with you. You all started hollering and shouting, and I kind of expect you to do the same thing this morning. Because there are some times in our lives when we can't escape evil. Do you realize that? Evil is always present. I believe the book of Romans even tells us in chapter 5 that Paul said, "When I would do good, evil is always present." And so we cannot escape evil. Evil is all around us. But when evil would have overcome us, I'm glad God says, "Not today, not in my house. I have a hedge of protection around about the child of God." And where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. And aren't you glad today for the protecting hand of the Almighty? There are some of you today that shouldn't be here. There are some of you that have went through trials. There are some of you that went through some things, and evil should have overcome you. But thank God, God in heaven looked down and saw you in your state and said, "Not today, devil. Get out of my house. Not today." And aren't you glad that anything that comes into his presence at any time, God has the right and he has the ability and he has the authority to block it and say, "No, no, no, not today." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have evidence here in this scripture, and we have evidence all around us where God has said, "Not today." Number one, I want you to notice God has said not today because we're looking at people, and we have here in this text people that have survived the storms. People that have survived the storms. Notice that we started in chapter 28. But in chapter 27, we have a famous passage of scripture where Paul was about ready to, he was on his way to Rome, probably to be executed. But God in his wise divine providence allowed a storm to come. And because of that storm, we know that the Bible says that Paul began to pray and people began to be afraid. And Paul stood up in the middle of them
and said, "Do not be afraid. There stood by me in the night." And God said, "Not today. None of us are going to die. We may have to go on boards. Some of us may have to go on broken pieces. But we're all going to make it through the storm." And God says, "This storm isn't going to kill us." It doesn't mean the storm wasn't going to happen. But He did say the storm wasn't going to kill us. And today I'm looking at several people today, dozens of people. We come from different backgrounds. We come from different denominations. We come from different trials. We come from different things that have happened in our lives. But to notice today, I'm not looking at a Baptist. I'm not looking at a Nazarene. I'm not looking at a Methodist. I'm not looking at a church member. You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at storm survivors. Hey, all of us, if we've been saved for any length of time, we have been through the storm. Maybe some of you are going through a storm right now. But I want you to notice, the most key word we got to remember is through. It doesn't mean the storm isn't going to happen. But bless God, if we God allows a storm, He says today, no, 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 not today. You may have to go through it, but hallelujah, we will make it through. Hallelujah. Amen. And many of us today, you are storm survivors. You're cancer survivors. You are jobless survivors. You are depression survivors. You are divorce survivors. You are disease survivors. You are broke survivors. You are despondent survivors. And you are sin survivors. Hallelujah. You made it through the storms of life. And God said you can make it as long as I'm with you. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Ernestine. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. You've survived the storm. And then Paul in chapter 27, this shipwreck came and the storm would have broken Paul, but it only broke the boat. And listen, God blocked it and said, the storm isn't going to kill you. And the storm was designed to break Paul, but it ended up being a blessing in disguise. It actually allowed him to be able to make it to this island of Melita. And the storm that the enemy sometimes designs in our life to break us, God will in turn turn it around and bless us. Because how many of you can look back when you've already made it through the storm and you have survived the storm? And how many of you by raised hand could say today that if it wasn't for the storm, I wouldn't be as strong as I am right now. And even though I've had to go through it, I'm more blessed today than I was. Glory to God. I'm more blessed today than I was before I came through the storm. I hate that we have to go through storms today. But thank God if you can survive it. God says, not today. It won't kill you, but I'll make it a blessing in your life. Hallelujah. The storm's designed to break us. God can block it, and you will make it through. I'm looking at people that have survived the storm. What else am I looking at today? I'm looking at people that have victory over the venom. You not only have survived the storm, but you have victory over the venom. Now notice what happened, and I read to you in Scripture that Paul, they were cold, they were wet, and these barbarians probably could have killed them, and who knows what they would have done to them in this island of Melita. But instead they were very kind to him and showed him mercy and grace. And so they started to kindle a fire. And Paul, not wanting just to sit around, he wanted to do something. So Paul gathered a bundle of sticks, didn't he? And he started to throw them on the fire. And as he was helping out, the Bible says in verse 3 that a viper, a venomous serpent, came out and struck him on the hand. And how many of you know there are no good snakes? Maybe a dead one is a good one. And I know, I guess there are, people would tell me different. You know, we don't want to kill certain ones, but I don't care. I ain't going to get close enough to find out what it is. I'm just going to kill it. And then I'll find out what it was later. Oh, shoot, that was a black snake. I shouldn't have killed that one. Me and Pastor, we agree on that point. But this viper came out and struck him. And what did Paul do? He just shook it off. Why would Paul in that moment? I mean, if that would have happened to us,
None of us, well, we shake it off because we're scared of it. But that's not what it suggests here. Paul shook it off because he was confident that the same God. I felt that. The same God that just brought them through a storm. And now they're on dry ground. He ain't going to let them die from a snake bite. You know what God's going to say? No, 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 not today. And he said, forget that. I'll just shake it off. And he threw it back into the fire. Now listen to this now. He made contact with something that had the reputation of killing people. I'll say that one more time. He came in contact with something that had the reputation of killing people. But God said, no, 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 not today. And we wonder, we look around at people. We wonder why people shout the way they do. You know why? Because some of you in your life have come in contact with some things that should have killed you. But you're here in church this morning. Glory to God. Lifting your hands. Praising Him with your mouth. And you know why? Because God said, no, 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 not today. He brought you through that. And He's going to bring you through this. And I don't care what you're facing right now. We got victory over the venom, over the poison of this world. Why? Because God says, not today, not in my house. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. That's good preaching. Despite the fact you came in contact with something that should have killed you, you just shook it off. Because you said, you know what? This ain't nothing for God to take care of. Prayer for Danielle Didway's mom, Pam. We've been praying for her. Diagnosed with liver cancer. She needs a miracle. Heard from Fred Miller. He needs a miracle today. Needs a touch from God. Barb Harris. She said, have special prayer for me today. So when we have invitation, I'll need someone to come up and stand in for her and pray for her. She needs prayer. She needs healing in her body. She can't breathe. She can't hardly walk around without just losing her breath. She needs a miracle. And our pastor needs a miracle today. I'm telling you, he needs a miracle. And you know what? God showed me this morning, Ron. I know we're going to look stupid. But I'm done past looking stupid. We need miracles. So I want us to do this right here. Devil, you can throw anything at us you want to. I'm just shaking it off. I'm shaking it off. It doesn't mean I don't. Oh, of course I care. It doesn't mean that we're just, oh, whatever happens. Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I've got enough confidence. Hallelujah. I've got enough confidence in the same God that healed me yesterday will heal us tomorrow. Bless God. Aren't you thankful? We can shake it off today. We've got victory over the venom. Hallelujah. Woo. Doesn't mean it ain't going to bite us. It doesn't mean he ain't going to bite us, but it ain't going to kill us. And these same people that were there to cook some food for him and be so kind, now look how quick they changed. When something happened to them, they just stood back and waited for him to die. That's just like some people you meet. They're fine. Until God does something for you in your life. And they look back and they look at some people look at you and say, how in the world can you smile through what you're going through? You know why you can? Because God says, no, 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 not today. Hallelujah. This is good. I feel good. Amen. Now, I want you to know this as well. Not only did this victory that Paul received victory over the venom, but I want you to notice what God did. We kind of sometimes skip over this because we love that part where he just shakes it off. But do you understand that Paul was needed on that island? And if it wasn't for the storm, if it wasn't for the storm, and if it wasn't for that viper, if it wasn't for the poisonous snake, there will be no way to authenticate God's power in his life. Okay? Because up until he got on that island, he was just another man that had been shipwrecked. But when those barbarians saw that he made it through the storm and that he made it through the venom, they said, you know what? I think he's a god. And they said, he must have some sort of something going on. And you know, there was a leader there by the name of Publius. Now, I'll announce that wrong, Publius. But he had a father that was sick. And so they took Paul over to meet his father that was sick and dying with the fever. And guess what Paul did? Paul went over, and the same God that brought him through the storm, the same God that gave him victory over the venom, he laid hands on him, and that man was healed. And he said, not only was he healed, but others in that village and on that island were healed. Hey, listen, if it wasn't for God's power authenticating what God could do in Paul's life, there would be no way that that man and those people on that island would be healed. I'm telling you, God's got it all in his plan. God's got it all in his plan. And when God brings you through something, there's no doubt people just got to stand back and say, I don't know how it happened, but all I know is the God they serve. Woo! The God they serve performed a miracle. And when our pastor comes through this storm, and when he's healed, he's already healed. When you come through it, pastor, people's going to look back and say, I don't know how it happened. But we'll say, we know how it happened. God said, no, 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 not today. Glory! I believe it. I believe it. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel that. I don't know what you feel back there, but it's all up here today. Woo! Glory to God. We've got victory over the venom. We've survived the storm. I want you to notice this. Thirdly, our trials are only temporary. You say, where's that at, Brian? Well, God had a purpose in Paul's life. And the purpose in Paul's life was eventually to get to Rome. That was God's will for Paul's life. But the storm interrupted that will. Now, what God did, and God allowed it, I want you to notice this. The people on that ship were not like the people on the island. The people in the ship were on their way to kill Paul. But listen to what God did. God allowed the storm to come, and what should have killed them, God allowed it to separate them from the people that would have killed them. And God, through his mercy and grace, allowed a temporary trial to perform a great miracle, but that eventually Paul found his way back to where God initially wanted him to be. Folks, we have a destination. Our destination is not for you to get back home this afternoon. My permanent destination is not 14175 State Route 73 in McDermott, Ohio. Your permanent destination is not your physical mailing address. Our permanent residence is heaven. And sometimes God will allow things in our life, although it may steer us off course just for a little bit. God says they're temporary because I want to show you just how good I can be. And I want to show you my protecting hand. And some of you, you better be thankful today. You just know what God's did for you by you've been through some stuff, but you don't know what was coming down your pike. And you didn't even see, you didn't even hear, you didn't even get a chance to experience it because God said, not today. How many of you have been driving home? And who knows, there could have been a deer that would have been ready to jump out in front of you and end your life, or somebody else, or a car wreck. But you got a flat tire. And you got mad. man, I got to fool with this. And it delayed you about 30 minutes. But what you didn't know, 30 minutes ahead, if you would have been right on time, it could have been something that could have took your life. But God said, I'll allow this little trial to keep you in my will. Folks, we got to determine more than ever today to make it. And we can make it.